How's it going? I activated all my Tipperary followers last week with my How's It Going? They loved it, so we'll keep it for a little bit. How's it going? This is the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox, and this is an Idea Lab, and this is a podcast I didn't want to do, if I'm very honest. Haven't done one of these in a while, but it was World Mental Health Day yesterday, and I had a conversation with someone this morning who felt it would be valuable to share what's been going on since the podcast I did called The Worst Year of My Life. That's quite a while ago now. And there's a couple of reasons why I don't share stuff like that very often. Number one, it's bloody hard to share. And number two, I don't want it to lose value in terms of, I think there's a huge amount of people who use social media and mental health almost as a way to increase following, and who put out a lot of pretty poor information around mental health. I love when people share their journeys. What I don't love is when people read one or two pop culture books and think they're a life coach. That is more damaging than good, I think. So as always, I'll share my journey. I won't give you any real advice. I'll just share you what's worked with me, what hasn't, and how I'm generally getting on. First, I want to say a quick thank you to the three partners behind my podcast. This podcast takes a massive amount of work every week, and it is honestly a lot of effort. And having partners like this help me cover the costs of running it, if I'm very honest. Having a podcast is not cheap in terms of time, equipment, and editing. So having three partners behind me help me put this out twice a week. First off, findvenue.ie. Sean and his crew, if you are a corporate event organizer in Ireland, just get onto them. It's as simple as that. Like, all the three people that support my pod are great businesses that wouldn't be there if they weren't. Go to findvenue.ie. They'll help you with any kind of corporate event you're organizing. Then we have Bay Street Innovation. Actually met Gareth for the first time last week. It was quite surreal. You have so many internet friends these days because of Zooms, but it was great to meet him in person. He's an absolute gent. His team, think of them as your technical partner. That's as succinctly as I can put it. They will help you with anything to do with getting a technical product to market, or if you already have a business, automating mundane tasks. And finally, Deirdre and her team at Chapter. They're a creative studio. And what that means is anything to do in terms of branding and marketing, they're the people you want to talk to. If you have a brand you want to bring to life, if you have a brand you want to reshape or reimagine, it's really a good time to do that. You want to talk to Deirdre and her team at chapter.ie. Okay, I've got a coffee again, like the last time. That's my little crutch. I'm going to talk about what's been happening as an entrepreneur and my mental health journey since the last episode. What's worked and what hasn't. I think that's probably the best way to approach this. I'm just going to put a little pop guard on the mic for a second. There we go. That should be a little bit smoother. So what works? There's a massive pressure coming with the great reopening. We'll call it that, in terms of we all feel now we should snap back into life. Everything should be exactly as it was 18 months ago, when in reality, it definitely isn't. And neither should you feel it that way. You know, a lot has changed. Life has fundamentally changed from 18 months ago when all this madness started. And I find among myself and other friends of mine, there's now a pressure to resume as we were, to go back to the same, when a lot of businesses, including my own, are starting from, if not zero, one or two. So you've gone way back in terms of where you were. And there's a massive pressure around that in terms of, right, got to hit the ground running now. And in essence, we do, but we can't assume things are going to be as they were, because they're not. So we need to be very careful around how we approach that and how we let that impact our mental health and mental fitness. That's a topic I've heard been discussed more and more, and I think it's something that will hopefully come to the front, is mental fitness as opposed to in conjunction with your health, your mental health and your mental fitness. And when I heard the phrase, I thought that's actually a really apt way of putting it, because you can be a healthy human, but then you also need to kind of go to the gym and get some exercise to, you know, keep your health in check and to improve it. And it should be really the same with your mental health. And that's kind of how I started thinking about it now. It kind of helps me to think of it in that way, in terms of you can have mental health, but then you can also improve your mental fitness by doing some of the things I'm going to talk about today. So what works for me is routine. And as entrepreneurs, we all think we're special little flowers and we're just these enigmatic adventurers going through our life with all our entrepreneurial ideas, and we're not like everyone else, when in essence we are. We really need routine, because when you don't have a boss, you don't have a schedule, you don't have a set number of things you need to do each day, it can often be quite overwhelming, because you don't know where to focus. You don't know where to focus your energy, your time, how much effort you should be putting into X activity. Am I working too hard? Am I working too little? It's overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming as an entrepreneur. And the number one thing I found for getting over that, if not getting over it, at least helping, is routine. Having set things you do every day, whether that's gym, some form of team training, walking, running, whatever it is, a routine. Having that routine, because what that stops for me is the overthinking. The overthinking, the constant overthinking of what should I be doing? Should I be doing this? Should I be devoting my time elsewhere? Should I be doing it in a different way? Is there a better process I should be following? And yada, 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 yada. On we go with so many overthinking thoughts. And this is a common trait among entrepreneurs. We overthink everything. The brains are constantly running. You have that responsibility to your staff. You have the responsibility to other people. Should you be doing it this way? Should you be doing it that way? And it just can be overwhelming. Having a good routine. And part of that for me is what works is exercise. The benefit of having a regular exercise routine, as much for my health as it is for my mental health, the endorphins and the win that gives me of having exercise built into the core of my routine. So for me, that's crucial. For other people, it can be many things. But at the base of my routine is exercise, and that follows the cascade of good decisions then. Because if you exercise well, you're more likely to eat well, and then you're more likely to sleep well, and you're more likely to make good decisions on around your overall health. And at the base of that is just having a good exercise routine. It doesn't have to be crazy. You don't have to be slamming weights in the gym every day. It can be as simple as three runs, three walks, two walks, whatever it is. As long as it's a routine, as long as it's not just put to the back. The next thing, and I probably should have started with this one, is counseling and coaching. And someone actually sent me a DM during the week about this, asking me to kind of outline which they should do or what's the difference. And that's kind of why I'm doing this episode as well, is that after the Worst Year of My Life podcast, it got a massive reaction, and I got literally hundreds of messages off people and connected with so many people who had a lot of questions and who had a lot of kind of insights and just wanted to connect, and it was great. So I feel, at least by doing this again, it's kind of probably answering a lot of those questions and just re-engage in the conversation, right? Because I don't want to engage it too much, because as I said earlier, I feel that loses its power. But equally, I don't want to ignore it, because there is an element of, with something like this, you tend to have, you know, a cure. You think there's a cure. There's like, oh, it's done now, I'm finished. And that's one of the traps I'm going to talk about in a minute. I'll talk about it now. This is one of the things that doesn't work, right? If you're trying to improve your mental health, mental fitness, is searching for that silver bullet. That silver bullet strategy. And we're all guilty of this in one way or another in our lives. You're searching for that one thing that cures everything. You're searching for that one app, that one dietary supplement, that one diet, that one food, that one exercise, that one app for your business, that one supplier. You're all searching for that one thing and thinking that that'll be that. That'll be the end of it. When in reality, it's your mental health is a continual process of improvements and of routine and of sticking to patterns, which are quite hard to do. Because what happens is, with me anyway, definitely, is that you start to feel real good, and then you stop, which is so counterintuitive to how things should be. But we all do this. You start to feel good again. You start to feel top of the world, energy's back, flow is back, confidence is back, momentum is back. And then you stop doing all the good things that you were doing. You stopped the meditation, you stopped the morning routine, you stopped the reading, you stopped the walks, you stop, and you just think, oh, I can just go back to my normal routine of working and, you know, been busy again. When in reality, that won't bite you in the ass straight away. And that's part of the problem, because you'll kind of skate by for a while. And then it'll just hit you out of the blue. You're like, oh, why do I feel crap again? Why is my energy bad again? It's these compounding effects. And we talk about compounding a huge amount on the podcast. Compounding good and compounding bad. You don't want to be compounding bad. That just leads to a reset where you have to start the process all over again. And like anything we talk about in terms of momentum, it's so much easier to keep the wheel spinning when you've got it running. So just keep that wheel spinning. Counseling and coaching, to go back on that, two quite different things, but both fulfill a need. Counseling is chatting to someone on a regular basis and chatting through issues and chatting through problems and chatting about life, if I'm very honest. It's not as intimidating as it would seem. It's not as hard as it would seem. It is tough. It is hard, but it's not as hard as it would seem initially. And then once you get into it, you're like, this is unbelievable. I literally had this chat with someone today. It's something I would imagine doing for a very, very, very long time, if not indefinitely. And then coaching is totally something different. That's something that, you know, you can work on with specific problems. You can work to cure, not cure, but you can work on specific challenges. You can work on, you know, business goals. You can work on goal setting, planning, mindset shifting, your inner voice. You can work on all of these things with a coach. And I've done that and it's been superb. So they're two quite different things, and it's not an either or. That's the question I was asked. Which would you do? Do both, if I'm honest. Try both. You don't know what you need. We don't know what is best for ourselves. So try both. Really, that would be the thing I would do, is try both. Look, it's a strange and bizarre world. I've talked to friends of mine who work normal jobs and they're in the same position. You know, just because we're entrepreneurs, we do have an extra stress and an extra pressure, but everyone's feeling the pinch. And it's just, give yourself a little bit of a break, but also give those around you a bit of a break. You know, everyone is in this together, which is awful, but also good in terms of, you know, it's not like your own business has gone to the wall due to neglect. Everyone's in it together. So the number one thing is to focus on yourself. I chat to a lot of young entrepreneurs, and they have very lofty goals, which is class, which is brilliant. But you also have to ground that in reality and ground that in your own outlook on the world. And I recently had a chat with a young entrepreneur who had big plans. And I hate giving advice, because I often just ask questions, because oftentimes people don't want advice. They want to tell you their story and they want you to kind of hear it and be heard. And that's fine. I'll often just ask questions, but he said a couple of phrases that kind of stuck with me. And I think that's part of the problem that's been fed to young entrepreneurs, is that, you know, he's like, oh, I want to make a dent in the universe, Gary. And I was like, cool. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely possible. But generally my thought on this, and I don't often say it directly to them, is that save yourself before saving the world. So many people spend so much time with outward energy, you know, big, hairy, lofty goals of saving the world or transforming an industry. And often it can just lead to spinning your wheels and a lack of motivation, because it's very difficult to do that. Whereas if you focus on yourself first and focus on smaller goals within the business, it's often much easier as a route to having success. You know, very rarely do you hear about these companies who are like, oh yeah, we had a goal from the very start to change the world. It's often organic growth, and often the thing that they never thought would become a massive success does. So when you're thinking about that yourself, that's kind of what I think of now. I have two strategies that I keep in mind, and that's one of them. And the other one is just taking two different approaches in my mind simultaneously, right? I have a long-term approach. So I have a 3, 6, 9, 12-month, 5-year, 10-year plan. And then that's done. And I check in on that about once a week. And then I have a day plan. And that's it. I focus on what I can do today. What I can do today to feel good. What I can do today to help my mental health. What I can do today to help my business. my family, and on it goes. And it's very simple. And that's it. Having a day plan is huge. It goes back to the routine aspect of things. That helps stop the overthinking. I should be doing this. I should be doing this. I should be going there. I should be doing that. That's only going to lead to bad things. What else doesn't work for me? Social media. Comparison is the thief of joy. That is one of my favorite quotes of all time. And it just is. The longer you spend on social media, the worse you feel about yourself. Caveat this. I love social media. It's brought me new friends. It's brought me opportunities. It's brought me entertainment. It's brought me business opportunities. My podcast grows through social media. But as with everything great, little and often is the key. Have little breaks, dip in, but don't spend all day in there. Because seeing everybody having the crack on their holidays, driving nice cars, in nice hotels, having a great body, doing all the things you'd love to do when you're stuck at home, having a rough day because X, Y, or Z hasn't gone right. You're comparing yourself. Look, I don't even need to tell you this, right? You're comparing yourself with an unrealistic version of that person. You know, it's just not real. Like, it just isn't. It's just best snapshots of like one day of someone's life. The rest of the month might have been absolutely horrible. So social media, use it with caution. Use it by all means. I'm not an advocate of like, oh, turn everything off and go live in a cave. That's not realistic. You know, that's not life, right? You know, I have to do a fast. I have to do a social media fast. Yeah, do if it works for you. But like, you're more likely to gorge on it then. You're more likely to come back worse than ever. Learning to control it and use it as a tool as opposed to using it as a crutch. Just like alcohol or drugs or anything like that. You know, how you use them is the key to everything. Because generally, going cold turkey and this kind of stuff will lead to binging. It's like dieting. It leads to a binge then when you come back. On the alcohol thing, alcohol generally doesn't lead to anywhere good in terms of a mental health space as you get a little bit older. The day after and the day after that tends to be not a great place. I don't really drink very much, so to be honest, it's not really that much of a problem for me anymore. But how I found when I have, just impacts everything else. Like the trickle-down effect that I talked about earlier, you know, alcohol leads to bad decisions in a negative way, where exercise leads to them in a good way. You know, poor sleep, poor diet, and on it goes. So that's kind of it for today. I've kind of gone 17 minutes of just talking. I just kind of wanted to address that for myself. Again, these are all just my own opinions, my own experiences. I'm not a professional. I do not have professional qualifications in this. If you are having some rough time, go talk to a professional. It's not as scary as it seems. This is just my story. This might help you. This might give you some context. This might give you just some insight into it's not just yourself. Last week, we had our first community event, and it was just so powerful. It was so powerful to be back in a room with people and with fellow entrepreneurs and with people that share your goals and your outlooks and your mindset. It is so powerful. So do look outward as well. Look to the people around you. You can't do it all on your own. You know, that answer you're searching for after your 2 hours on Google can often be found just by picking up the phone and chatting to someone great. So I would highly advise getting out and getting talking to other people as a massive boost for your mental health as well. That's it. This was a bit of a rambly one. Let me know what you think. I'm going to go put this live now and then not check my notifications for the rest of the day. I will chat to you back here on Thursday for a deep dive interview with a fascinating character. His name is Paddy Galloway. He's one of the biggest stars on YouTube, and he's also the man behind a lot of the successful YouTube channels out there, including Mr. Beast. I will talk to you on Thursday.